Mercus Sahaba Online Radio, serving you wherever you are.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban bikum, and welcome to the Thursday edition of the Mid-Morning Show with myself, Brother Sulaiman Isuf. Today being the 18th of Rabi'ul Awwal 1447, corresponding to Thursday the 11th of September 2025. It's gone 17 minutes past 10 Central African Time. Inshallah, today we're going to be discussing the sublime character, the noble character, the unparalleled human being, Allah Ta'ala's most perfect and beloved creation. That is none other than our beloved Nabi Kareem, Muhammad Mustafa, Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was perfect. It was the perfect example of what it means to be a human being. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was Rahmatul Lil Alameen. So let us go through this topic today, inshallah. And by firstly, we're going to be discussing, we'll go to Quran from Surah Al-Qalam, ayat number 4. And Allah Ta'ala says in the Noble Quran, "And indeed, you are of a magnificent moral character." The most striking aspects of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's character was his profound mercy. He was Rahmatul Lil Alameen, and he was a mercy unto mankind, and not unto Muslims, but to the mankind as a whole. It was not just shown to his followers, but also to his enemies. When they attacked him in Taif, perfect example, he told Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam that no, do not destroy this town, for there would be people from this village later on, or the progeny, that they would accept Islam. When he returned to Makkah in triumph after he was expelled, and when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam made the hijrah to Madinatul Munawwara, and when he returned to Makkatul Mukarramah to perform the Hajj or the Umrah, when he returned to Makkah after years of persecution, he could have easily sought revenge. But no, he was Rahmatul Lil Alameen, he was a mercy to mankind. But he did not seek the revenge. Rather, he stood there before the very people who tortured them and his companions. And the first words were not of conquest, but what of mercy. And what he, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, said, "Go, for you are all free." His mercy was not limited to just humans, but he was merciful to the animals as well, forbidding their torture and even instructing that a thirsty dog should be given water. Now, to this day and age, can we actually do what Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam did? Can we actually have that mercy and rahm? And we call on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with the beautiful name Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim, most merciful. But can we honestly say that we are merciful? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the most merciful. He was Rahmatul Lil Alameen. I will continuously say that he was Rahmatul Lil Alameen, because he is and was, will always be, the most beloved creation of Almighty Allah. His mercy was a reflection of the mercy of Allah. And he taught us, the Ummah, that the greatest strength is not in revenge, but rather to forgive and have compassion. What we would do when a person does us wrong, when a person does something wrong to us, what's the first instinct that we want to do? We want to take revenge. What we say? I'm going to show him. I'm going to get back at him. Or we start making baddua. We start taking our curses. We start saying things that are not according to Sharia. Rather, instead of making dua for the person, or instead of making dua and say, "Ya Allah, you give him hidayat. Ya Allah, guide him on Sirat al-Mustaqeen." Rather, we say, "Ya Allah, I want my insaf. Ya Allah, I want you to take justice." Now, what type of a person are we that we want to do such a thing? But yet we claim that we want to be and follow the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam forgave his own enemies, and they persecuted him, and they tried to assassinate him when they tried to when he was going, when he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was performing or going on the Mubarak journey, the Miraj, from Masjid al-Aqsa to the seven heavens. And he brought the gift of Salah. Allah Ta'ala gave him the gift of Salah and brought it down on the Ummah. So we as the Ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam can communicate with Almighty Allah. You know, yesterday we were discussing Salah and how to have that concentration. And when we read our Salah, we must picture and we must imagine that we are standing in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's the communication and that's the intensity and the love that we must have when we perform our Salah. And beyond the mercy of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's character was defined by two other powerful traits. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was absolute just when it came to rulings and profound humility. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was not a person. He was, he is, will always be the final messenger, Khatamun Nabiyyin. The people, his companions, the people around him, the Sahaba Ikram, they knew that he was the final messenger, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But he did not use this as an advantage to say, you know what, I am the final messenger, I am the most beloved to Allah. But no, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was humble, he had humility. If we get a status, if we are promoted in a company, in society, we will start bragging about it. We will start saying, I'm so and so, I'm like this, I'm like that. Remember, my respected listeners, وَتُعِزُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ وَتُذِلُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ. Allah Ta'ala gives honor and disgrace to whomsoever He pleases. Today you can be a big shot. Tomorrow, Allah forbid, that same honor, that same status that you have can be taken away in a blink of an eye. And then what you're going to do? Remember, life can humble you very, very quickly. Life can humble you very, very quickly. That's the thing you must always remember. Never be too boastful. Never be boastful and never have this haughtiness to say, well, you know what, I'm better than the next person. No, we must never ever think of like anything like that there. And that was the character of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And when it came to justice, look at Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's way of handling things. He was an uncompromising arbiter of justice. He was so just that everyone went to him. You know, they say an eye for an eye. It was as though he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was just in every ruling when he came to anybody. When a woman from the noble tribe had been found guilty of theft, the people pleaded with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to forgive her, to avoid shame. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that even if my own daughter, Sayyidina Fatima radiallahu anh, were to steal, I would cut off her hand. This narrated in Bukhari. His justice was for all, without any exception. And look at it. The people were pleading to him to forgive her. Yes, he was Rahmatulil Alameen. He was a mercy to mankind. But when he came to justice, it was fair. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was fair in his ruling. And without exception, teaching us that there cannot be peace without truth and fairness. We cannot turn our eye away. Because we know a person, we say, you know what, just leave it. But the person did wrong, how are they going to learn? How are they going to learn if you just slide it under the carpet? No, we cannot let it slide. You rather tell the person the bitter truth than comforting them with a sweet lie. The truth is a bitter pill to swallow. But if you tell a person what you want to say, you tell them the truth and get it over with. The truth breaks no friendship. The person would appreciate when you speak the truth. Now imagine if you keep on telling one lie and another to make that person comfortable, to comfort them. You are doing more wrong than what the person did. Now is that right? No, it's not. And despite his sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's immense status, he was and is will always be the most humble of people. He would sit with the poor. He would eat with his servants. He would mend his own clothes. Imagine, can we sit with our servants? Would we sit with our garden boy when he's eating? Would we? Can we? I know I would. Because I don't, there's nothing for me. I can go sit with anybody. I'm just giving an example. But look at the humility of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He never sought any special treatment or favors. Today, if you have, like we were saying, if you had that status, if you had that authority in society, we will start calling favors on this one, that one. Why? Because you are well known in society. But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never used or never sought that special treatment because he was the Khatamun Nabiyyin, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ummul Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu an, had described him as a man who would simply sit on the floor and eat. And look at that, as a sunnah. It is a sunnah to sit on the floor, to put the dastarkhan on the floor. And there's a certain way where if you pick your left leg and you put your right leg under your left leg, scientists have proved today, recently, in this day and age, that if you sit in a certain way, it helps you digest your food quicker. But he, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, had done this 1400 years ago. He was practicing this so many centuries ago, but scientists have only come out now about it. Ummul Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu anha, has described him as a man who would simply sit on the floor and eat from a small mat. Living a life of simplicity, his life, his humility, was a powerful lesson that true greatness is not found in arrogance, but in service and gratitude. The true greatness is not found in arrogance, but rather in service and in gratitude. We must make shukr for the ni'mats and the bounties that Almighty Allah has bestowed upon us, has given us. But we make shukr. Do we make shukr? Have we read 2 rakat salatul shukr today? For Allah Ta'ala giving us another opportunity of waking up and praising Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala for the gift of eyesight, for the gift of taking in another breath of life. People are out there grasping for breath. It is the decree of Almighty Allah that it is their time to return to the mercy of Almighty Allah. And just during the week we spoke about the wealth of how Sayyidina Uthman ibn Affan and Abdul Rahman ibn Auf radiallahu an, when they had their wealth, they had that mindset that this wealth does not belong to me, but rather it is an amanat that is given to or by me from Almighty Allah. So when somebody passes away, we say inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. To him do we belong, and to him is our return. So nothing in this world is ours, because when we pass away, we leave with nothing. Just like how we came into this world bareback, we will leave this world with just 2 pieces of cloth that will be our coffin and will be wrapped up. And that is nothing. We can't even take even a tiki or a 1 cent with us. No, we can't even take that. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was not just a collection of noble traits, but rather it was a complete and perfect model for humanity. Everything that our beloved Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did was, and we need to emulate everything, because the sunnah is his teaching, the way of life. And during his last sermon, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that after today, you will not see me. But I leave 2 things with you: the Quran and my sunnah, my teachings. If you keep hold onto these two things, that is the way of life. And that is why our beloved Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussain Sahib, whenever he answers a question, whenever the questions have been posed, he always says, let us go to Quran, Sunnah and Ahadith. Because that is the way of life. We turn to Quran first. Allah Ta'ala, that the Quran is a way of life. Allah, that the Quran is a shifa, is a book of guidance. Anything that we need to know, the Quran is there for us. The inheritance, marriage, divorce, children, your wealth, the orphans, everything that we need to do, any question that we have, Quran is there with all the answers. And look at it. It was given to us by Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and it was passed down 1400 years ago when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam received Nabuwat at the age of 40. What was the first instruction? Iqra. Read. Iqra bismi rabbika alladhi khalaq. Read in the name of thy Lord. A human being, a creation of Almighty Allah, who didn't know how to read, who didn't know how to write, he's been loved and is loved by billions and billions of people across the world. And you know, when they show aerial views of Hijaz or Saudi Arabia, as they would call it, you see the two most illuminated places in that region is Makkah al-Mukarramah and Madinah al-Munawwarah. From the sky, from outer space, satellite image will show you the two most illuminated places, and that is Madinah al-Munawwarah and Makkah al-Mukarramah. And it is so peaceful. Makkah, it was a place of harshness because the people at the time of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam were harsh and cruel. They were very hard-hearted because they were living in a time of jahiliyyah, ignorance, worshipping idols. That's why they say when you go to Makkah, your true colors come out. Because the true colors were shown when they tried to persecute Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. But when you go to Madinah al-Munawwarah, when you enter the city of Taibah, the city of pureness, you walk in and you feel that serenity. You feel that peace and comfort in your life. You forget about the dunya. You forget about the world. You look at Masjid al-Nabawi and you think to yourself, the Sahaba Ikram, the greatest Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, had walked this very land with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam. We might think it's just marble flooring that is there. But that same spot where you were walking could have been the same spot where Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam walked once, where the greatest Sahaba Ikram, the Khulafa Rashidin, had walked. In all of these areas is Mubarak. That's why you say Madinatul Munawwarah, Madinatul Mubarak, is a place, a resting of our beloved Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was known as Al-Amin and As-Sadiq, the trustworthy and the honest. Al-Amin As-Sadiq. And he was the most generous, the most patient, and the most honest and most trustworthy. And he taught us how to be loyal and how to have loyal friends, how to have loving spouses and compassionate leaders. His life was a perfect and complete guide, and every act and every action that he sallallahu alaihi wasallam took was an act of worship. Everything that he did was an act of worship. He taught us so much. If we go and read the seerah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we will understand. Have we ever taken a step, instead of using social media, instead of reading all this news that is happening in and around the world, did we ever take time to read about the greatest of creation, that is Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam? We know the basics, but did we ever think we ever go further? Did we go deeper and read about the life of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? Do we know who was Ummul Mu'mineen, the wives of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the wives of the Ummah? Do we know? We don't know. The mothers of the Ummah. Do we know his history? Do we know in which battles he took place? We need to empower ourselves. We need to gain this knowledge. We need to read. We need to understand, and we need to see he Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's teachings, his sunnah, his practices. If we have so much love for our Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, we should try, at least try, my beloved listeners, one sunnah a day. If we can't do one sunnah a day, let's start one sunnah a month. It's better to try and fail than fail to try. If we don't make that attempt in our aman bin niyat, our actions will be based on our intention. If we don't make that step and go forward to say that from today I'm going to change my life, from today I'm going to try and be a better Muslim, how are we going to say that we love Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? Can we actually truly say that we are Ashiqi Rasul, but we are not following he Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's footsteps? His character is a reminder that we are all on a journey of self-improvement. Every day we are learning and we try to be the better people or better person that we were yesterday. Let us try, inshallah, to be better Muslims or better human beings than what we were yesterday. You know, when people pass away, we hear them say, that man was such, or that person was a gem of a person. We think to ourselves, what noble and what good qualities and what good character that person must have had in order for them to make a statement to say that person was a gem of a person. Wouldn't we like to hear, obviously we won't be able to hear it, but wouldn't we like to leave a legacy when we pass away? The people will say, that person was a gem of a person. You will never find somebody like that. Those are the type of legacy we want to leave behind. People want to be spoken of. Good things remembered for the good. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us for all our shortcomings. Whatever was said now, if it had any hasanat and nasihat, they came from Almighty Allah. If I had said anything wrong that would have offended anybody, make me maaf. Is that also shaitan? But his character, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's character, it was a reminder that we are all on a journey of self-improvement. We can learn from this, from his example. Try not to be a perfect human being overnight, but striving to be a little bit more merciful each day, a little bit more just, a little bit more humble with each passing day. We make dua, and you know, there's a dua where we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to remove the malice, hatred, envy, greed from our hearts. We make that dua, that Ya Allah, remove the malice from my heart, remove the envy from my heart. Nazar is a bad thing, nazar is true, evil eye is true, it is real. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to remove the greed from our heart, the envy. When we see our Muslim brother, we're not happy for him. We're not happy for them. Why? Allah ta'ala has blessed them. It was their time. Allah ta'ala has blessed them. Your chapter where you are now is where you're supposed to be. Allah ta'ala has written it that you are supposed to be in this certain place at this certain time. Your time to shine will come. Never despair. La taqnatu min rahmatillah. Never despair in the mercy of Almighty Allah. Allah Ta'ala will never burden a soul in which he cannot handle. We turn to Almighty Allah. We ask Allah that, Ya Allah, ease my pain, ease my suffering. Whatever we are going through, we turn to Almighty Allah. Allah is Ghafoor Rahim. Allah is Malikul Mulk Dhul Jalali Wal Ikram. we turn to Almighty Allah and ask Him, we pick up our hands and make that dua. And don't ever think that your dua will never be accepted. Allah Ta'ala hears everything. Allah Ta'ala will accept our duas. Ameen Ya Rabbil Alameen. May Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala help us and give us the tawfiq and hidayat to emulate the character of our beloved Nabiya Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and make our lives a reflection of His. We make a dua. Oh Allah, just as You have made my outward form beautiful, make my character beautiful as well. And this is a dua when you look into the mirror. Allahumma anta hasanta khalki fa hasin khulki. Allahumma anta hasanta khalki fa hasin khulki. We should ask Allah Ta'ala to make, just like how made my outward beautiful, make my inner character beautiful as well. This is narrated in Muslim Ahmad. Say Jazakallah Khairan to you, the listener of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah, and the listeners of the mid-morning show with myself, Brother Sulaiman Yusuf, every Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays. Don't forget, tonight, inshallah, after Maghrib, let us read abundant durood and salawat on our beloved Nabi Kareem Muhammad, the Janab bin Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. At 11 a.m. will be the news with Mawlana Zahid Khan, and thereafter will be the fiqh program with Mawlana Zahid Khan and Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussain Sahib. And inshallah, they're going to be discussing Hamas. The topic for discussion will be Hamas. And thereafter, 12 o'clock will be the news with myself. Then from 12 to 1 will be the news our brother Alpha Sinkosi. And thereafter, from 1 o'clock will be our Dhuhr Azan, 5 plus 1 to 1:30. Will be a Surah At-Tawbah. Then 1:30 to 2 will be the tafsir of Surah An-Nisa from the archives. 2 to 3 will be Brother Yusuf Ali with the lunch break. 3 to 4 will be Maulana, the repeat of this morning's Q&A with Mufti Sahib and Maulana Musa Akhwadi's Nasiha. 4 to 5 will be an Urdu lecture by Qari Hanif Multani. 5 to 7 will be Maulana Khalid Yaqub. 7 to 7:30 will be the repeat of the tafsir you're going to hear at 1 o'clock. That will be a Surah Tawbah. 7:30 to 8 will be the Nasiha by Maulana Dawood Sirat. 8 to 9 will be the repeat of Tuesday's program, and that would be the stories of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam, and by Maulana Salman Yunus, and Maulana discussed the character of Salih alayhi salatu wassalam. And that will line up until 9 p.m. Jazakallah khairan. And don't forget to read abundant durood and salawat on our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Wa akhira da'wana an alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
Markaz Sahaba Online Radio, serving you wherever you are.